So we've been doing a little bit of a challenge to the leaders here to get them to share and stretch them. I know for some it's more of a stretch. For Steve, it's more of a stretch than probably Melody or Miss Waddella and Belinda as well. But it's good. I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to share. So welcome, Steve Bollinger.
So I'll try and keep this to a good Pentecostal service in under 10 minutes. So give me a second while I get myself connected to the back. I thought about a couple of the old traditional Christmas songs. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Leon the Redneck Reindeer. But I figured I'd settle on Ajawi La De Sur. So those of you that have a perplexed face, you'll understand shortly. The song itself is an old carol that was originally written back in the 1200s, I think. I had some difficulty finding the history of where it was when it was actually written. But I'm going to play for you the French version and see if you recognize the tune. The first Noel. Originally, it was titled Noel, N-O-W-E-L-L. But the dispute occurred that it was both a French and English song. That's the reason for the French spelling of Noel. And the upper hand of it was that the song migrated from Britain to France and not the other way around. England and America had sometimes spelled the word Noel as N-O-W-E-L. And France, on the other hand, has always spelled it as N-O-E-L. It basically means the same thing in both instances, a joyful shout expressing the exhilaration of the birth of Christ. In 1823, William Sandys and Davies Gilbert collaborated on a hymn book called Carols Ancient and Modern, where the first Noel was included in the version of the song appeared. An English composer, John Stainer, later arranged the music to what we've seen today in Carols New and Old in 1871. The song itself is a scripture reference for Luke 2, verses 8 to 14. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock at night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood near them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And so the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy for which there are all people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And in this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with an angel a multitude of heavenly army of angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among people with whom he is pleased." Those that have studied the carol are in somewhat agreement as to the lyrics were probably written by a layman in the Middle Ages who had enough grasp of the record of Christ's birth that he was able to put the words together. This particular period of time was mostly a majority because most people were illiterate. They couldn't read, they couldn't write, so they passed stories on either in song or in plays. Because the Bibles were so scarce, they were written in Latin and the language of the upper class. So the lowly of the world, so it probably can be said the author over a period of time heard the Christmas story and eventually put it to song. It should be noted, in support of the theory of the authorship, There's in stanza number 2, it speaks of the shepherds looking to see a star. There's a little bit of theological issues there because the star was saw by the shepherds, not by the shepherds, but by the Magi. So take the song with a grain of heart. This rings true this Christmas season, that we who are redeemed are to sing praises to our heavenly Lord. He who hath made heaven and earth be naught of naught, with who his blood... Oops, I missed a page. Nope. With whom his blood and mankind hath brought. He is the one to celebrate, we proclaim, we rejoice in song to all this Christmas time. So as we sing the first Noel, let us appreciate the simplicity of finding joy in this jubilant message. Now, as I am not yet a grand orator, we'll close with this.
The angels did say, was to shine.